So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Well, how about this for Indiana? Let's see the next phase for them. They reopen tomorrow. So they have some new rules that go into effect, and let's talk about a couple of them, and then we're going to talk to the mayor of Valparaiso. Matt Murphy is on the phone. Indiana is going to allow social gatherings up to 100 people, and retail stores and malls can open at 75% capacity starting tomorrow. Movie theaters open at 50% capacity. Restaurants have been back for about a week now, along with barbershops and hair salons and that kind of thing, but now new gyms, YMCAs, they can open with restrictions. And you've got campgrounds, Indiana Dunes National Park, also limitations there. So a lot of stuff reopening or taking another step forward in Indiana. And let's talk to the Mayor Murphy of Valparaiso. Thanks for calling in to WGN, Mayor.
No, thanks for having me on, Anna.
Okay, so what is this? So tell us how you guys prepared for this. This seems like a big leap. 100 people, gatherings of that size? Wow, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's a big leap, but we're ready. The curve has been flattening here in the healthcare system, and we've been taking precautions. So I feel like it's a prudent measure by the governor to expedite the reopening, or the jump into phase three anyway, instead of Monday. So that was very positive news.
Okay, so it excludes a couple of counties, including Lake, which is closest to us, right? There's a few of them that just haven't met those totals they were looking for.
I think, yeah.
Lake and
Marion? Yeah, higher population counties are going to... I think they're holding off.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. What are you hearing from people? Are they relieved? I mean, you've already seen a week now of people being able to go to restaurants in some style and barbershops and hair salons. Has there been a pent-up demand? Are you seeing lines outside different businesses in your area?
Yeah, you know, people are relieved to see that we're making progress and that we'll be hopefully fully reopened by July 4th. And so, yeah, there's definitely a pent-up energy, and people want to get outside and get some sun and get some fresh air, you know, get their hair cut, just the basic things that we take for granted. So, yeah, I feel a pent-up demand for sure, and so we're looking forward to even the next phase.
And the business owners, what are they saying? Are they feeling like this might help them, that they can sort of, are they keeping afloat in your area as you talk to folks and hear their concerns in your area, Valparaiso? Are they saying, you know, are they keeping open? I guess is one of the questions. Or you have a big percentage of people who still won't make it?
You know, we're not sure yet who's going to fold up. Hopefully that's a very limited amount, but this has been tremendously damaging to balance sheets of our business community, and we have a fantastic business community, and they're really the backbone of our city. So this is, you know, obviously good news for them, and yeah, they're hurting. The restaurants are hurting, the barbershops, the gyms, the private personal trainers. They've all taken a massive hit, and so it's been painful.
Let me ask you something else, because I'm hearing this anecdotally from friends. A friend of mine just told me today, I'm going over to Indiana, going to get a haircut. And I just wonder if you're seeing the Illinois plates over there like they are in Wisconsin. Are people coming over there to go to your businesses and use the services? Is that something in Valparaiso even you're seeing?
Absolutely. We're 50 minutes from the loop. We've got 5 commuter buses that run into the loop every day. Not now, of course. So we're really a suburb of Chicago. So yeah, we've got a ton of Illinois folks over here, and as long as they're you know, behaving in a safe manner and following the rules and the guidelines that the governor set down, they're more than welcome to come over and leave their dollars in Indiana. We appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure you do. I'm absolutely positive about that. It just feels that there's a lot of that flowing your way right now. I keep hearing about people doing that, saying, I went to a real restaurant in Indiana, and then they went to a hair salon in Indiana, and I just felt as if it's got to be. We heard from all the Wisconsin people when those restaurants reopened, so that seems like a thing that's happening. I also want to ask you about recovery-wise. You know, you've got to be close to so many people in Valparaiso in your community of that size, and you're talking to them, and you're trying to put a finger on how hopeful they are that things will, you know, kind of get moving back in the direction that you want it to be. And is there enough help there and the resources that helped best? Can you give us just a kind of a big picture of what you're hearing and what you're seeing?
Yeah, you know, we're home to a university, Valparaiso University, so folks in the community are hopeful that they're going to open up like Purdue announced and Notre Dame announced in the fall. It's a big part of our local economy is Valparaiso University. So that's on the top of minds of residents and folks. Also, just our public schools. What's Governor Holcomb going to, you know, do with the public schools in the fall? And most of the people I talk to are just, you know, absolutely hopeful that we get our kids back in school, not just for the educational component, but all the social services that these youngsters get from our K-12 schools. They're going without that now, which is unfortunate. So those are kind of two of the big issues that folks are talking about, Valparaiso University and what the Valparaiso public schools and the schools in Indiana are going to do in the fall, and all the youth sports and all that stuff. It's just so important to, you know, life and living, and those are big issues.
Are you hearing the camps are opening there? Are you seeing that in your area?
Are we hearing the what? I'm sorry.
Camps and kids activities and stuff like that for the summertime.
Camps are part of the opening. They are going to be summer camps in Indiana, as far as I've heard that those are proceeding.
Yeah, well, it's a lot to take in, but it seems like this is a major step. You got stores and malls open at 75% capacity, and movie theaters. I think we're a ways away from the movie theaters opening up, and those are at 50% capacity. Have you seen what kinds of measures they're taking? Have you looked closely at any of this to see what's going on there?
Haven't been to a movie theater, but I imagine it's similar to what restaurants and salons and gymnasiums and YMCAs are doing in terms of maybe taking temperatures. Maybe it's just up to the individual business. In some cases, they can be as strict as they want, but mask wearing and social distancing and that type of thing, I would imagine, is what they'll be doing to open back up.
Yeah, it's a lot to consider, but appreciate your time today, Mayor. I know this is a busy time because tomorrow this all starts, right? This next phase for
starts.
You guys?
Tomorrow's a big day, yeah.
It is. All right, thanks, Mayor. Mayor Murphy, Matt Murphy from Valparaiso. That's who he is.